894 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. They sold them for his benefit, and he received the money. When it has been proven that he received the money from one purchaser himself, and that he paid for printing part of it. That part of the manuscript is in his own handwriting. Can there be any doubt? In addition to this, one witness declares that he knew him to be involved with the blood of the poor, friendless Connecticut sailor. I see the tear of indignation starting on your cheeks. You anticipate the name of John Adams. 1. Every feature in the conduct of Mr. Adams forms distinct and additional evidence that he was determined at all events to embroil this country with France. 2. Mr. Adams has only completed the scene of ignominy which Mr. Washington began. 3. This last presidential felony will be buried by Congress in the same criminal silence as its predecessors. 4. Foremost in whatever is detestable, Mr. Adams feels anxiety to curb the frontier population. 5. He was a professed aristocrat. He had proved faithful and serviceable to the British interest. 6. Thus we see the genuine character of the president. When in a secondary station, he censured the funding system. When at the head of affairs, he reversed all his former principles. He exerted himself to plunge his country into the most expensive and ruinous establishments. In the first 2 years of his presidency, he contrived pretenses to double the annual expense of government by useless fleets, armies, sinecures, and jobs of every possible description. 7. By sending these ambassadors to Paris, Mr. Adams and his British faction designed to do nothing but mischief. 8. In that paper, with all the cowardly intolerance arising from his assurance of personal safety, with all the fury but without the propriety of sublimity of Homer's Achilles, this hoary-headed incendiary, this libeler of the governor of Virginia, bawls out, "To arms, then to arms." It was floating upon the same bladder of popularity that Mr. Adams threatened to make this city the central point of a bonfire. 9. Reader, do you envy that unfortunate old man, with his $25,000 a year, with the petty parade of his birthday, with the importance of his name sticking in every other page of the statute book? Alas, he is not an object of envy, but of compassion and horror. With Connecticut more than half undeceived, with Pennsylvania disgusted, with Virginia alarmed, with Kentucky holding him in defiance, having renounced all his original principles and affronted all his honest friends, he cannot enjoy the sweet slumbers of innocence. He cannot hope to feel the peace of mind he once knew.